for joining us on our Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. It's Friday. It's 2 days after Christmas, so hope you and your family had a good time together. I know we have, and so as I finish up the Christmas season, start to think about 2025 and what that might look like. Where is God leading us? What are some things that we will be praying about, things that we'll be trusting the Lord for? That's just a fun, couple days now as we get ready to go into 2025. Also, thinking about, Lord, what areas do you want to work or strengthen my life in the 2025 year? What areas do I need to work on? Some just foundational, instead of just thinking about a verse, but thinking about a passage of scripture or a book of the Bible, or so a lot of neat things just to think about, and then not just think, but then say, okay, look, what is it going to look like to make that part of what you want from my life in 2025. And so as we finish up this time frame, one of the things that I was just thinking about in the book of Luke, and a lot of times we are aware of the angels coming to the shepherds, and what an amazing thing that was. But I like to look at verse 15. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they got together and went to Bethlehem to find this Jesus guy, because their hearts were in awe. What was it like to see a baby born in a manger? What's it like for us as shepherds to hear something from God, and now we're going to get to be the ones? All that is kind of interesting to think about. Their hearts were in awe in such a way that they're going to go, we're going to go do something about this. We're going to go make the journey, go look for this Jesus, because God had spoken to them through the angels. And so it'll be neat for you and me to allow our hearts to be in awe and wonder, and allow us to continue to seek Jesus in different things for 2025. Sometimes, as we journey along, we get a little tired. We get a little discouraged. We get a little frustrated. We get a little overwhelmed. We get angry. And so our wonder falls away, and the things that we used to think back on, like, wow, we watch him provide here, and that's a distant memory to us now. And so, rethinking in our own hearts and minds about those things that God has done in the past, and then even just thinking back over 2024, where we have seen God move, and it's caused our heart to be in awe and wonder. And so we get excited about going and seeing, serving, trusting. All those things are just then incorporated, or we're more excited about, because our hearts have been in wonder. So as you finish up 2024 and begin 2025, look back over what he's done, plan towards, what are you going to do? Where are you leading me? What do you want from me? Where's God calling me to something to trust and walk and be a part of? Where's the thing that you've always been doing, but yet it's not something that he wants you to stop, so you're going to keep doing it? And so excited about that is too, not always looking for new and fresh adventures, just, continuing to walk by faith and not by sight. Continue to love people when they don't love you. And so again, thank you for joining us, or Let's Talk. Excited about 2025. And we're praying for you as you finish off 2024. So, Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing. We're excited about it. But we want to continue to allow our hearts to be cultivated, to continue to grow and mature in our relationship with you, that we would seek your face and not your hands. And we know that you can help us do that. So we're going to ask you for that. So thank you, Jesus, for what you mean to us and what you are doing and what you have done. Thank you for allowing our hearts to be in awe and wonder. May they continue to be that way as we enter into 2025. For your glory, Jesus, your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.